Maybe you have 2022 goals. Yay! Maybe you don't. No big deal. In both cases, you probably have trepidation. Self-doubt and some past disappointments with goal setting may cause you to seriously doubt if you'll hit your goals or even persist in achieving them. And so you think, why set myself up for disappointment? But what if they're not just your goals? What if you choose to lead and be led by two? What if you strategically retain a coach? Before I became a coach 20 plus years ago, I was coached. And here's what I got from Bill Pinkerton, the first coach I ever met. He was a person who, one, believed in me and encouraged me. That was important. I was looking for a major career shift. Second, he helped me set a deadline to turn talk into action. Third, he helped me question my assumptions. For example, how much money I needed to earn and by when, what networks that I had that I didn't realize I had, or about whether people would take me seriously in a whole new field. Fourth, and maybe most important, he held me accountable to the promises I made to myself. I distinctly remember the funny feeling that I was paying him, but I was trying to please him by hitting my goals. Paying him created a positive pressure to stay focused on my goals, where too often, left to myself, I was taking care of everyone but me or doing stupid, low-priority stuff instead of what really mattered. If I've convinced you a little bit to think about it, here are some thoughts if you're interested in retaining a coach. One, give very clear thought ahead of time to your priorities, your ends. As I say, leaders turtle. That's an acronym. They think right to left. They look out the timeline and identify what's success. Do that first. Second, give yourself a very clear sense of the monetary value you expect. For example, my coach probably saved me 6 months of dilly-dallying. That was worth way more than I paid him. And how could I even calculate the value of getting into the field I would absolutely love for the next 20 years? Third, ask your manager if they'll support financially your retaining a coach. This is a great market to ask. Employers need to retain quality people. So show them how you want to get better and let them know a coach is a great investment. Some organizations, by the way, have internal coaches or contract with outside organizations like BetterUp. Does yours? Fourth, expect a free consultation. See if you like the way the coach thinks, speaks, and the tools they offer to help. Fifth, know that you can negotiate the terms. There's still a lot of variation in fees. So if someone gives you a price that seems too high, negotiate or go elsewhere. Sixth, don't be afraid to ask the coach to tie their compensation to your goals. Set it up so that you withhold some amount until the end of the engagement to see if they delivered what they promised. No one goes it alone if they want to lead with their best self.